Hello, good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion research, and your community would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your house who work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, moving on. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat
definitely
likely to vote. Definitely vote.
Mm-hmm.
And which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
unaffiliated? Republican.
Not rich.
Republican.
Republican. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
What is your age?
I'm 47.
18 to 35, 47. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone off the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? I will read some choices to you. Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, kindergarten to 12 education, access and the cost of health care, illegal immigration, economy and jobs, climate and environment, taxes, local growth and development, crime and public safety, abortion or housing or property insurance costs.
Insurance cost.
In the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean is likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove or somewhat
strongly
disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinions or have never heard of each person, please indicate as well. Ron Rico or Rico Smith?
I never heard of them. No opinion.
Never heard. Fentrin Driscoll?
Never heard.
If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elections for Florida State House? A candidate who is elected office and wants to use his experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
Probably a fresh perspective.
Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better gotten worse or not changed much?
Worse.
It's gotten worse. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. It's forced to choose who do you blame more for these higher costs. President Joe Biden, Democratic policies coming
Joe Biden.
Out of Washington, D.C. Thank you. And as you may know, the Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Democratic Party who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community, or a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? While political balance is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the elections. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or I have been a supporter of Donald Trump and this attempt that assassination only strengthened my support for him.
The second one. That we need to come together, yes. And that definitely made me vote for him.
You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The Democrat Ventress Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and worked as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Or Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa.
The Republican.
And has a record of the Republican.
Yeah.
If you knew the following statement. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can
no
indicate
difference.
That as well.
No difference.
I will read you the sentence, okay?
Okay.
Rico Smith supports to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership. This will make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him.
Same.
It will have no difference.
No difference, yeah.
Which, with trust in government at all times low, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons. Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of citizens. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Rico Smith isn't a political supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. As Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support their jobs or the support they need to do their jobs. Are you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and requiring big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Is this much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Rico Smith believes the best thing that we can do for future generations is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our educational system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Are you much more likely?
Much more likely.
If you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll's were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the elections for Florida State House of Representatives? I will read you again the choices. Okay. Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend to a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida school choice law that has created better educational outcome for tens of thousands of students across the state. Is it much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Or somewhat likely. Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open Southern born and is supporting Hamas. Are these much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less
somewhat less likely?
Fentress Driscoll voted against pre-partition immigration law that increased penalties on illegal immigration who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime and organization that smuggles in drugs and traffic young girls. Is this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less? Fentress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely. Fentress Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actual delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because this is how she will stay in power. Even if it means opposing things that benefits your community, is this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Since Fentress Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Driscoll has 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Fentress Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since he has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and company continues to drop coverage. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
And taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentress Driscoll, the Democrat candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
The Republican.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Vote both.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.